The dramatic rise of the coronavirus last month led to a mishmash of warnings and decisions regarding travel. Some good, some hysterical. Let me offer a perspective. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute, and I'm Rudy Maxa. SARS, or Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, in 2003 claimed 8,000 lives. MERS, or Middle East Respiratory Syndrome coronavirus, killed about 1,000 people beginning in 2012. Both pale in comparison to the outbreak of flu in the U.S. in 2017 and 2018 that killed 61,000 people. It's worth noting that no one suggested banning travel to and from the U.S. then. No country barred Americans. Writing in the New York Times, travel journalist Rosie Spinks said, and I quote, "Time and time again, destinations perceived as Western benefit from a kind of cultural familiarity and presumption of safety that so-called foreign or exotic places do not," unquote. China sequestered tens of millions of its citizens and countries blocked Chinese from visiting. Draconian? We won't know until the virus plays out what right and wrong moves anyone made in regard to travel. Travel info at armworldtravel.com.